Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Basically, everyone's kind of having sex, and you can have sex too, and you can watch, or you can maybe have other people partake. I don't know if that would actually become an orgy. Sometimes I get these overwhelming urges, just like, I just want to get on my knees and suck a fucking cock. And then other times I'm like, no, I want him to just get behind me and fuck the hell out of me. Good morning, everyone. Well, I am sitting here with my cup of coffee. It's a wonderful, beautiful Friday morning, and I am feeling pretty good. So I masturbated already. I had a smile on my face. I'm feeling good, and I might go for round two later. You just never know. Okay. So let's start off with what's been going on. First of all, we're going to do a Q&A today. I'm so behind on that, as you know. It's been a while since my last podcast. Holidays have kind of, you know, taken over. My work is super busy right now. You know, it's funny because a lot of people are trying not to work between now and the end of the year. This always gets me every year because I work for myself, so I'm always trying to hustle it out by the end of the year and get stuff done. So it's, for me, this is generally a busy time of year where, you know, for a lot of people, sometimes it's not. So I've been busy with, you know, just normal, everyday, real life stuff. And, but I do have some fun things to share about the Curious Girl. So I have done some updates to the website. A lot of you have seen that. But I've also expanded some of the places that you can find me on. So I've moved to, you know, I've been on iTunes, but I moved it to Google Play and Stitcher, so you can listen to the podcast there as well. And then also YouTube and Facebook. So I have been pushing things out there, pushing more content out there, kind of, you know, getting the Curious Girl out there a little bit more. So that's exciting. And I would love it if you guys would start following me or friending me on Facebook, because I only have two friends right now. I haven't been putting it out there, and I haven't even put the link on my website yet. So I'm going to put the link on my website, and then you can go there and follow me. Just go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and then scroll to, on the homepage there, scroll to the bottom, and then it has all the places that you can follow me on. And then just link straight to my Facebook site from there, because I had to put it under Layla London. When you type in Layla London, you're going to get a lot of porn stars, which I am not. So it was kind of like, I maybe should have done a little research on that first. But anyway, too late, live and learn. So yeah, you see all these, like if you put in Layla London videos, you're going to see some interesting stuff, people. But that is not me. That is not me. I want to say for the record, that is not me. I haven't, still working on my members only section on the website. You know, I thought that would be done with as busy as I've been and, you know, just the holidays and work and everything. I'm still working on getting that done. And what I kind of decided to do was take my, basically start year two on January 1st. Right now we're sort of, this is a gray zone. This is a bonus zone, let's call it. So I'll still be pushing out content. I'll still be doing my podcast. I'm still going to have some fun. There's some guys that want to get together for the holidays, and hey, I am definitely up for that. Trust me. So I will be back to my blogging and, you know, get back to my podcasting. I'm going to try to commit to do two episodes a week. Let's see if I can pull it off. But really, I'm giving myself till January 1st as far as, you know, getting the finishing up the new website and just getting, you know, everything fully up and running. So since I'm making some changes and expanding and really deciding for year two to kind of take this bigger and hopefully, you know, get more listeners. I mean, I love the feedback. This is why we're doing the Q&A. This is why I'd love to do the Q&A and sharing, you know, sharing my experience and getting feedback is really, of course, very fun for me. So I'm going to try to expand on that for year two. All right, so let's get into some of the questions that we have. And this is actually, this is a good question to start with. Is the members only content going to be a paid feature at some point? No. You know, I think it's interesting because what I think is started to happen is as I change the look of the website and as I'm pushing out there into more, you know, more on social media. And then also, you know, I got the sound editor and I've got the intro and the outro. And it just, as it's starting to look and feel a little more polished, people are sort of seeing that as, again, that I'm like, this is a business. I'm a business person. Yes. This podcast and this whole, you know, sexual road trip is still strictly personal to me. It's not, I'm not a porn star. No, let's not, please, let's not cross me over into that. So nothing, again, nothing against porn stars, you know, it's just, that's not me. It's never going to be me. This is just about me pulling myself out of my, you know, 3.5 year no sex sexual rut. Of course, that was last year. And just sharing that, memorializing, I guess, that sexual road trip and continuing to do so. So it's really nothing more than that. And I hope that people get something out of it. And from the feedback that I get, I'm finding that people do. And I really love that. I mean, I get so many people, I can't believe how many people can relate, you know, just relate to what I'm saying. It fuels me on. I mean, it's like, it feels good, you know, to get that kind of, just acknowledgement, and I'm enjoying it. And that's, you know, that's why I'm going to continue to do year two. And because I also still have some sexual things that I want to accomplish. And I also want to go, as you know, deeper, get a little, you know, stop being such an emotional chicken shit and push myself out there. So it's fun to do that anonymously as I do, but also with you guys too, you know, everyone that follows, it's great, you know, cause that I'm like, I'm alone and anonymous, but not really. So it's the perfect mix for me. Okay. Did I answer that guy's question or did I just go off on a tangent? Yeah. No, I'm not. So the answer is, like I said, I really just went off on a tangent there. I apologize. The answer is no, I'm not, again, this is not gonna, I'm not gonna turn this into, you know, any sort of porno direction. So it's not, I'm not going to be camming. I'm not going to have a webcam, nothing like that. Let me say for the record, on the record, nope, not going to happen. Okay. So the members only section will just be just for that. People that want, you know, it'll be just to have additional content, all the stuff that's on the website that I mentioned, you know, it'll be there. And it's just kind of, you know, a way of saying thank you for following along. Okay. Do you enjoy pegging? And do you have any experience at it? Well, I don't have any pegging experience. I would do it. I have done the fisting. If you guys have, I mean, you know, most of you know, I wrote a blog post about, I think it was Fisting Party of One, Your Table's Ready. That was with BE, and I have never pegged anybody, but, you know, I mean, hey, let's face it, if I'm bold enough to stick my fist in somebody's ass, I'm bold enough to put a strap on and peg them. So there you go. Do I think I'd be any good at it, or am I? No, he didn't ask that. But here's the thing, though. I've often thought with putting on a strap on, I feel like I might be awkward at it. Like this is, if I do it, it would definitely give me a much greater appreciation for what you guys go through, men, you know, there's gotta be a lot of coordination there. And because I'm not with a strap on, I'm obviously not feeling, it's not feeling the same as it is to a man. You can feel like, okay, if I, you know, do this motion. This is the response I'm getting. I'm feeling my penis feels this way, you know, that'll make me come. I'm not going to have that same response. So I almost kind of feel like I might be kind of awkward at it, like maybe even bad. I might be the world's worst pegger. So we'll have to see. If I do it, I'll try to see if I can get the guy that I do it to come on a podcast and rate me, honestly, you know, say like, well, you're, you know, how I did. I may actually have to do like some research first and, you know, Google it, like how to peg, how to be a good pegger, or the art of pegging. So we'll see. I'll keep you guys posted on that. Okay, next one here. Why don't you have orgies on your bucket list? Well, I don't know. I do have, maybe that's year three. I do have the going someplace where basically everyone's kind of having sex and you can have sex too and you can watch or you can maybe have other people partake. I don't know if that would actually become an orgy. Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll see what happens with that. I wouldn't say that I'm against it. You know, I still think though, it's got to be one of those things where I just don't want just anybody touching me, and I am somewhat discerning. So maybe, you know, maybe the orgy thing's not right up there on my list because I'd kind of have to first go to some of these sex parties and, you know, kind of toe dip that way and go with somebody that I really trust and have a good time with them. And, you know, like I said, watch other people, let them, you know, watch me and my partner and, you know, and see where it goes. So you never know. I mean, I never say never. I've learned that, but, I wouldn't say that that's on my orgies are exactly on my radar right now. Okay. Here we go. This is just a statement. Someone said, if you need someone to experiment with, you can use me, use my cock. Well, thank you for the offer. That's mighty generous. I'll tell you what where I need someone to fill in the gap here is with me dominating a guy. So, you know, if you'd like to sign up to be my bitch boy and let me edge the shit out of you, tease the living fucking hell out of you, and spank you a lot, actually. Kind of, now I'm getting into it here. Let me tell you what to do. You don't mind a strong woman. Then, you know what? I might have a spot for you. I might just take you up on that. That sounds like something up your alley. You're just going to have to let me know. All right. Well, that was a good question. Thank you. Thank you for asking that. And let's see, next one. How many of the guys on your blog do you still see? Well, actually, you know what? There's a fair amount that I'm still in contact with. And just the frequency that I see people, that does vary. But you know who, this is just kind of timely. You know who just came back on the radar? Who just sent me a text last night? B.E. And I couldn't be happier. I miss that guy. He's a gem. I knew it when I met him. I knew it when he said he wanted to go off and, you know, have a one-on-one with someone. And that didn't work out. And I won't say that I'm unhappy about that. I'm sorry for him. And B.E., honey, if you have a little broken heart, which I don't know that that's the case or not, you know, I'm sorry. But selfishly, I was very excited to get your text last night. I'm excited that we're going to get together, and I can't wait. So there you have it. I'm selfish. So I have good, you know, I mean, generally speaking, I tend to attract good guys. Now, there's been some stinkers. We all know that. But I tend to attract good people. And these are people that, you know, and you know my criteria that I've mentioned before. These are people that I would want to be, have as friends. I mean, that I, if I wasn't, you know, doing what I'm doing, that I would have a one-on-one with, you know, with a lot of these guys. They have the qualities that I look for in an actual boyfriend. Many of them, not all of them, but many of them. I mean, you know, you're just drawn to what you're drawn to. And you, everybody probably has, you know, very similar, you know, a lot of their people that they end up with have, you know, you can line them all up and they've got, whether they look the same or not, but just similar qualities as people, you know, you're just drawn to those things. So, yeah, I tend to maintain good, you know, to go back to the question there, I tend to maintain good contact and relationships with people. And it's kind of like, you know, there's not these, it's, they're ongoing, you know, and it's always good to hear from someone and them, and, you know, and you have that kind of relationship where it's like, you can just, again, send a text out of the blue and you feel comfortable doing that because, you know, you've always had, you know, very fond, feelings for them and a strong sexual draw. So it's good stuff. Okay. Here's just another statement. I can't help but touch myself when I listen to your podcast. Your voice is so hot and your experiences turn me on. Well, thank you. I don't know. You know, I'll tell you, anybody that listens to their own voice probably, just like me, cringes. Like, I don't actually listen to these unless I have to. I had to when I was going back and redoing them and migrating them over to the new site and working with the sound guy. And he's pointing out how I'm, you know, smacking my lips and things like that. And I'm trying not to do that. I think I've done it several times already, though, on this podcast. But it's hard to listen to yourself. If anybody's ever tried to listen to themselves or, you know, watch themselves on video, nobody's more critical, you know, of me than myself. So I do my best not to listen. But, you know, hey, if you think I have a sexy voice, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm glad that this stuff turns you on. It should, you know, otherwise maybe something's wrong with you. It's hot. I mean, it turns me on, you know, obviously I'm doing it, you know, I mean, God, sex is so important. I don't know how I ever went 3.5 years without it. God help me. I'll never do that again. I've made it a priority. I love it. I'm glad that I'm turning other people on. This turns them on. And I hope that, you know, I hope it makes them horny as hell and they go out and fuck like crazy. That's the point. Do it. All right. Why do you think you're wanting more intimacy in year two? Well, I think I'm just sort of feeling my way through it. You know, I really go with my gut. I follow how I feel about things. The first year, you know, was really about cutting loose and letting down boundaries. And what I realize is I kind of have a lot of boundaries. I already knew that about myself, but I wasn't really thinking about it in the sexual context. So, you know, what I realized at the end of year one was, you know, yes, I had a lot of fun and I did a lot of stuff, but wouldn't it be even better if I did it in year two as open as I can be? And pulling down more of those boundaries as I go, how much better are my experiences going to be? Because there were times when I, with certain people, you know, like, as an example, I already mentioned, like BE, you know, and a handful of others that really, you know, not just only sexually, they get in there emotionally too, on a deeper level. And I would have moments of experiencing that, and it felt really good, but I definitely was working pretty hard to keep that at bay. And I don't want to do that anymore. I'm like, you know what? I want the whole, I want to feel it all. The good, the bad, the ugly, the shallow stuff, the stupid stuff, and the really, really deep stuff too. I want it all. So that's what, you know, that's what this focus, the focus for the second year is about. Getting, you know, going into my scary place. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm looking forward to seeing how long I can hold eye contact during sex. I get nervous thinking about it. My throat's closing up right now. I'm starting to sweat, but I can do it. I'm a big girl. I'm going to put my big girl panties on. And like I said, I'm going to stop being such a freaking emotional chicken shit. I don't want to do that anymore. So there you have it. Okay. Whew. See, even just like, I don't like answering those questions. Okay. How wet? Here we go. Let's just get back to the sexual stuff. Thank you. Thank you for this question right now. I needed it. Save me. How wet does your pussy get? Oh, let me tell you. It's a dripper. It gets really, really, really wet. I like that about myself. I mean, I like that I'm that reactive, that, you know, a guy can tell how turned on I am by him. And it's, I mean, sometimes I get so, it just like, I almost want to just like say, excuse me, let me just get some of that out of there, because it's so wet and lubricated and almost messy and sloppy a little bit sometimes. Like sometimes there's not, it's so wet, there's not enough friction. You need that proper balance. You need that, you need it to be wet, but not too wet. And sometimes I'm telling you, there's some guys that just can get me, oh, I'm a fucking hot mess. That pussy is a hot mess in the best possible way, of course. But it's just, yeah, I mean, it can stimulate the hell out of me. And I love every fucking minute of it. So I'm a girl with a wet pussy. There you go. Okay. Do you enjoy sucking cock? Why, yes, I do. I very much do. And it's interesting how, probably just like with everybody, you know, like sometimes you're really in the mood for certain things. Like sometimes you want a girl on top of you riding you, or as a woman, I'm like, I just want to get on top of him and just fucking ride that cock. And then other times I'm like, no, I want him to just get behind me and fuck the hell out of me. You know, it varies, but on that note, you know, sometimes I get these overwhelming urges, just like, I just want to get on my knees and suck a fucking cock. You know, I want it deep. I want to, you know, touch his balls. I want to stimulate his prostate if he'll let me. I want to blow his fucking mind by giving him the best head he's ever had. You know, yeah, absolutely. You know, I love the, how, you know, a man reacts, how his stomach tightens as he's going to come. You know, I love knowing, you know, he's going to come and making sure I've got that cock all the way down the back of my throat, swallowing the cum, because I'm a swallower. I do not believe in spitting it out. And you know what? If you have it all the way back, you don't taste it, and it's no, it just, you swallow it right as it's coming out. Easy peasy. There you go. So, yeah, I do take my cock sucking very seriously. Okay, let me see here. Where is my next question? Oh, this is from one of my little, this is one from one of my Tumblr friends, and it's a woman. And I gotta say, it's been so fun. It's usually guys that, you know, are mostly guys. Every once in a while, you know, I get the females. And I wish there were more women that were, that I was engaging with. But she's great. Beautiful woman. Gorgeous. And she's having a lot of fun. She's very sexual. And, you know, kudos to her. I love that. And so she was asking me a question. She said, you know, what would you do if you knew a younger guy was spying on you, jacking off to you, like when you were laying out, and he's 19 years old, apparently, and he watches her when she's laying out by the pool? Well, what would I do? This is interesting, because first of all, that would be a huge turn-on. A huge, of course it would. Oh, my God. I'm trying to imagine that exact scenario, because here's the thing. The 19, that's like, ooh, that's crossing a line for me. That's forbidden. But if some, you know, I mean, I can already get this fantasy going in my head. I mean, out by the pool. it's hot. I mean, I don't know that I'd act on it, but by actually consummating it, but I would definitely, hey, if this guy likes to watch and I knew he was watching, I would do everything I could to tease the hell out of that little fucker. I mean, make him want me so bad that, yes, I am his jack-off girl. He is jacking it to me twice a day. And then I'd make him send me pictures and prove it. And I'd want to see, you know, how much cum he's got. How much is coming out. Make sure he's healthy. No, I think that's totally hot. Like I said, I don't know if I would, where that would lead. I don't know. I mean, you open that door and you know, you get the ball rolling and you're definitely tempting fate, but I'm one that likes to stick my hand close to the hot stove. So I would encourage him. There you go. All right. I hope that helps. Well, that's going to wrap it up for our Q&A. Again, you know, please visit the new site if you haven't been there, CuriousGirlDiaries.com, and scroll to the bottom, and you can link directly to all the social media that I'm on. And, you know, I hope to get some responses and some questions and comments. Keep them coming. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.